Hi, as Sean said, I'm Bryce Woodard, and I play baseball here, and I want to thank you all for being here today. After my sophomore summer baseball, my head coach for my high school invited me into his office, and we had a little discussion about the plan going forward, and he told me that there was going to be a plan for me to play on his team next year. And I remember right after that, I went and texted my dad, told my brother, and told all my friends that, you know, there's this plan in place for me to play baseball next year, and I was really excited about it. And I'm sure most of you have had a similar experience, whether that is with a coach or a teacher or an academic advisor, maybe even just your parents. But regardless of who it is, it's an absolutely incredible feeling. And it got me thinking that the creator of heaven and earth has that same plan for us. It is our God who created a man out of dust, who created a woman out of a man's rib, helped the blind men to see and the paralyzed to walk. He has a plan for us, and I just think that's absolutely incredible. Jeremiah 29:11, as it'll say up there, says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you a future and a hope." This is a verse I've had on my baseball gloves, and it's a verse I had right above my door at my house. And I used to read it, but I never really understood it until I broke it down into three parts. The first part, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord." We're all set to do amazing things in life. And God has given us unique traits and unique skills to help us accomplish that. He's putting us in the places and the situations to spread his word and spread his love, whether that be through the people we meet or the people we're bound to change their lives. The second part of the verse says, "Plans to prosper you and not to harm you." And if we accept the calling, we will prosper. And I want to say this part of the verse can be misinterpreted because the prosper might not necessarily be a physical or an earthly form. It's more of a spiritual thing. We will prosper spiritually and prosper with the gift of eternal life if we accept the calling he has for us. There will still be suffering, but God will help us through it. And through our suffering, we'll find faith. Jesus carried our cross and he tells us to pick up our cross and follow him the same way. The last part of the verse is to give us a future and a hope. Our time on earth is limited, and our future exists in God's kingdom. So our hope is to be saved through Jesus Christ. All we need to do is say yes. And the biggest thing for me was always figuring out, how do I say yes and how do I accept this? But it started with me by accepting the little things. Go talk to this person. Go sit with this person at lunch, whatever it may be. Accepting the little callings he has for you. The second way I found to say yes was to spend time with Jesus and create that relationship with him. This can be done through prayer, through communion, reading the Bible, going to church. I pray with a lot of my friends, and I think it's really powerful. Reading the Bible, you can find so much and take so much away from every verse. And the last thing, and I think this is one of the most important, is surrounding yourself with godly things and not earthly things. And that might not make sense, but you need to surround yourself with things that will bring you closer to God, and that will help you prosper with your faith, not just prosper here on earth. So my advice to all of you is to find your calling and reach out and say yes. Thank you all for your time.